It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Again, whoops, that's the Brady Report, my bad. The word today is tapeworm. 97936.
One word,
tapeworm, one word. No spacing. That's all you need to worry about. Tapeworm. Simple enough. Got an email from a guy who says, John, you talked about the they-them problem earlier. You're right, 0.6% of the population. On Halloween, a high school kid corrected us. Yes, us, wife and I. We said, did you give her the Halloween candy? And the reply was, no, I gave them the Halloween candy. And I said, oh, they're all friends? And he said, no, just them. Dude, I'm 40. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm starting to get a little grumpy about this thing. Good hell. I just walked away. I didn't understand. How am I the one that has to change everything? Now we know why the greatest generation's all dying. They don't want to live with these pissant pansies. Let's not get too excited about the greatest generation, though. Hey, we got to stop calling them that.
You don't think they're so great?
The more that's unveiled about them, the less we should call them great at anything. They're pretty awful people.
Got the peer story again going around to the Christmas party with Chuck. Everybody said about that.
Yeah, look, that thing's a good story. But the greatest generation, look, hey, thanks for winning World War II. That's great. Nice
job. They were brave.
Super brave. And maybe just a little bit less than bright, like marching into all that stuff. We had them kind of convinced that was a good idea. Like, just get off the boat. They start shooting. Do we have any protection? No.
Not once you leave the boat.
Like 40,000 people are going to die today. All right. Well, I'm a part of a great generation, such a great generation. They'd have been smarter about doing that. I'm going to drop that bomb a little
earlier. You didn't really have a choice.
Yeah. Sure you did.
You didn't know what you're coming into.
You got a choice.
I think
a cowardly swim away.
Some people knew.
Yeah, I think a few of them. I want to be in the back
of
the boat.
Yeah, the bosses knew. The ones in charge weren't doing it.
You mean the guys standing in the back of those boats going,
go, go, go.
Duck. Everybody else duck. Yeah. Oh, they're the great generation. They did a lot for us. They're an amazing industrial thing and all that stuff. But they weren't. Let's not go crazy about the greatest generation. But I am all on board this whole I'm not saying they, them thing. I'm never going to get that right. And it's just going to put me in spots. So if I call you that, if I say her.
It shouldn't be a firing offense.
Well, it's never going to be a firing offense so long as I'm working. Because it's not going to be that big a deal. But again, 0.6%. If it was like 30% of the population or 15 or something like that, it was really kind of a, well, this is really a pickle.
Why are we making such a big deal about it? If somebody wants to be called something.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
You're going to be called fire hydrant.
Look,
okay.
You can be, but if I goof.
I don't care.
Here's the thing. I don't either. But neither should they if I goof.
Sure.
So shut up.
If they get mad about it, that's their problem.
That's the problem. Because if I say he and you're like, no, I'm a they, I don't care. So you can.
Okay, you've already lost your argument.
Yeah, you get all the caveats, and you call yourself a crab if you want to. I got no beef with that. But if I goof, I ain't getting in trouble for it. That's basically what it is. It's not a slur. If you tell me afterwards,
we don't have any idea.
Right. When I get mad about it, that's their problem.
You tell me afterwards, dude. I really like if you say instead of he or she, you call me an Alaskan king crab. From that moment on, I'm going to try. But if I screw up,
this isn't a new thing, by the way.
Yeah, no.
This happened. Many years ago with black people.
Well, right. But they also had a kind of a history.
Sure.
And
they didn't want to be called a certain thing.
He and her aren't
people
slurs.
People continued to call them that.
But we're talking about gender.
And we're also talking about slurs.
I know. I'm just saying it's
language,
the same situation.
Right. Yeah. It isn't the same. It is a similar umbrella, but it is not anywhere near the same because he, her, she is not offensive to anyone. If you want to make it offensive, that's on
that's
you.
That's exactly it. Yeah, it's how you use things. If you're going at people aggressively and you mean to cut them
now,
down.
Now, if you say, problem, I want to be called they, and I'm like,
every time I talk about
you're being
you,
an asshole.
I'm trying to not do what you've asked me politely to do. So then you could be offended. But if you say, hey, call me they, and I'm like, hey, Eric, he's a good guy. Oh, I'm sorry, they's a good guy. I'm trying, but I'm going to make mistakes. It is not offensive in any matter of language ever. In fact, the Spanish language assigns gender to everything. So
but
that will just
on the
disappear.
Other end of that, if somebody politely corrects you,
sure, no
then
problem.
You're a dick about it.
No problem. Right. It's whoever the dick is. This is more of a dick contest. This may be the first time it actually makes sense to say this is just a big swinging dick contest. Because, and I'm sorry to the ladies who want a dick and don't have one, they should get what they want. But it's essentially who reacts first. Yeah. If you tell me you want to be called they, I can go, okay, I'll try to remember that. And if I don't and you get mad, you're the dick. If I do it egregiously against you because you've asked me to do something I refuse to do, then I'm the dick.
But why do you need to roll your eyes and go, pfft?
Because now I got to work harder, and I do that every time someone asks me to work harder. I don't care what the subject is. Will you lift this heavier thing?
It's going to come off as you being a jerk.
That's hard for me because I don't know how to apply this, but and I am a jerk.
You wait until they leave, then you talk crap.
They'll never hear the end of it. They'll never hear the end. Say, I'm already adapting. So we just got to stop saying
things
like
your eyes
he or she. It's just always they. But yeah.
That it could be an honest, you know, mistake. Again, they have no idea. I mean, I've given up on chief, boss, and big guy
right,
for years.
Right.
I can handle it.
Oh, it happens constantly, and it pisses me off every time, too.
I don't like it either.
But I'm not correcting him.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with it.
But I'm never, ever going to assume they before he or she. If I see a little boy on Halloween at my front door, I'm never going to go, would they like a Snickers? It's going to be too weird. So I'll probably say, well, he, and then if the parents say, oh, it's a they, I'd be like, oh, all right. I will never remember that. A, he's in costume. B, I mean, A, they's in costume. B, they's got the candy anyway.
Maybe that's what I'll do on the corrections. It's they guy or big they. It's big they.
Big they.
The other way.
Yeah.
It's big they.
It's chief they or big guy.
What are the
they?
Odds of us running into
0.6%.
Yeah,
that's
low.
The thing.
So I'm not worried about
we're really adapting to 0.6%.
Talk about false outrage.
But
like,
this
it's
is
a very small number of people that are outraged.
Oh, completely. There was another story, a false outrage story, that I was just like, this can't be a thing. I was talking to my friend yesterday about it, and I just found this article. But yeah, the they thing, you're not going to run into it too much, but I also don't want it to be something that's, I just don't think it's one of those things I'm...
But would you be okay apologizing?
Oh, apologize, but I don't want to get in trouble for it. You know what I mean? Like, it's getting to that point now where
exactly.
0.6 people, they can go to
each
HR.
Each person has an opportunity. If you run into it, each person has an opportunity to be cool about it. And if one person isn't, they're the jerk.
Yeah, and I don't
want it's real basic.
But I don't want it to turn into a thing where I've actually tried something nice and then goofed on it. Just goofed and you know, without malicious intent. And the next thing you know, I'm in an HR department meeting because I'm like, I did. I called him a he, but I called
they. It's real simple. Just be nice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, boss. I didn't know.
Yeah, you do that, you're an asshole. You say, I'm sorry, boss. I didn't know. You're being a dick, Brady.
Right.
Being a dick.
Yeah, that's a passive aggressive.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's being a dick. Now you're being a dick passive aggressively to Eric.
You know what? You're
out.
Even more of a dick because you're using boss, which is just ridiculous.
Boy, that's the worst.
I hate that word.
I went to Chipotle.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be funny.
I know you were, Brady. I'm
See,
just
now he's being passive aggressive again. Brady's not going to do good with this in the world. You're going to be like my grandma when she used to say,
now, when I was growing up, they liked to be called Negra, and that's the way I remember it, and that's how I was raised. And I'm like, I get it. It's too hard to start changing language. Like, you think if you're not malicious, you're trying to be nice. And stuff.
I got chief boss all the way down the line at Chipotle by the same dude. And I wanted to reach over and punch him in the face. But
yeah.
I walked away, didn't say a word. And it happened. And you know what I thought? I thought, you know what? This poor son of a bitch works at Chipotle.
Right.
This, you know,
he doesn't need this.
He can you can have it, man. Call me chief boss. All
yeah. You call me a chief or boss.
Because it looks like a miserable job.
Well, to me, it just shouts out what you are.
Really?
You're a guy who says chief and boss. So you just announced, and thank you for doing
so. He's just angry.
No, you just announced to me, you're someone I'll never want to deal with in my life. So you've already cleared up weeks or possibly months of work of maybe fooling me into thinking you're a good person, when deep down I now know, oh, I never have to even worry about trying to be friends with this guy. He's a chief boss user. Chief bossers are just people you don't want to deal with. What's up, chief? Oh, all right.
I do my best. I try to be extra nice at some of those places. You go to Taco Bell, you go to Chipotle, you go to any of those joints.
Right.
I go above and beyond with the nice. But the chief boss thing, sometimes it drags me down into the gutter.
It's
you want to fight.
It's a tough one not to want to get mad. But again, then you're the dickhead. Yeah, you're the one.
It's also,
who,
I know.
It's
I
also a little bit about where we're going. You're not getting chief or boss at Chick-fil-A, some of the nicer fast food places.
Sure.
You're not getting it at Steak 44?
No.
No, they don't come up to the table and say that.
Not getting it at Culver's.
You pay a little extra, and you get people who are kind of happy with their lives that come up and go, it's a real pleasure to serve you folks. How's it going?
When mayonnaise isn't a choice. Yeah.
And I'm like, did you just call me folks? It doesn't happen. Everybody's happy. Nobody cares.
So you have to accept it when you're dealing with the lower level places.
Chief, little lady. Now, I went to a place once where a guy called Megan Big Red and me Captain.
Love it.
Which I still stand by as one of the greatest experiences I've ever had. Yeah, because then all of us got names. There was Big Guy, Captain, Big Red, and then my friend's wife didn't get a nickname, so we just called her Anonymous. What's up there, Big Guy? Captain? Big Red? Wow.
That's how he remembers John.
And he remembers your order. Like I've been there for 3 years. There's been 8 month gaps. Come up, so he looks at me, hey, what's up there, Captain? Number 29? Like, yeah, it's not even on the menu anymore. Yes. You're amazing.
How about this one, John? All right, I'll go ahead and ask. What's wrong with boss? Honest question.
Boss, it's just
pretty arrogant and dickheaded.
I don't know if it's that, if it's just...
That's the way it feels.
It seems kind of douchey.
Yeah.
It's more douchey than anything else.
It's condescending.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good one.
I'm serving you food. You think you're...
What's up, chief?
You're my boss.
It's just the way it's said. It's the way it's said.
It's almost like saying, you'll never ascend to management. Yeah. It just is. It's dopey. But
John, here's the bottom line. You will run into it with high school / community college kids. So if you don't have interactions with them and they, then you won't have to deal with that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You're 0.6% of the population. You're never going to really have to deal with it. But what I really don't want is this 0.6% of the population to make it so if you do say something out of turn accidentally, that it isn't taken like as always a slight. It has to be there has to be loads of grains of salt with this new, I want to be called something that doesn't even work with the way we're taught language. It just doesn't work in how we're taught the English language. So you're inserting oddness into what we've been trained to do since we were 4 years old. And that's going to be tough for people. So let's not make it a big deal if it does happen. It's no big deal. If the they thing, and that's the word of the year, Merriam's Dictionary, Webster's word of the year is they, used as that kind of stuff. It's just, I don't know.
If you're worried about it, just don't talk to them.
Stop talking to those people. That's the best thing to do. Shun them from your life. Avoid them. Isolate yourself into little pockets of people, like-minded people in Idaho.
Sure. Stay out of downtown area.
Eliminate yourself from intellectual diversity and get into the echo chamber, just like Democrats and Republicans have done.
Right.
Everybody's shouting about diversity, but what they really want is a homogenized, one-thought world that if anybody disagrees with you, they're immediately dismissed. So I'm going to go that way more often. That's my 2020 plan is to dismiss people who are completely not 100% on board everything I think. I mean, not even like variances just to the slightest, I will know.
My God.
Put you out into the cornfield because that's the way the world works. That's where the world works now. I read Facebook. If you say something that's contradictory to whatever someone's posted, they will cast you off into the cornfield.
It's tougher. I thought of a way of being able to fix it if you get that person's name. But now, no matter who it is, if you're addressing that before, like when you're handing out the candy, would you like some candy? What is your name?
Yeah. Well,
would
we're
Brandon
so silly.
Like some candy?
The thing I was looking for was the Daisy Ridley, the girl from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Did
an interview where she said, I don't think my privilege helped me get any further along in my career.
Because she was in a boarding school and she was on a scholarship. And
she said, I think I worked just as hard as anybody to get the jobs I've gotten. And I don't think my privilege got me in the door. You have to back it up at a certain point, and then people got mad at her.
Just saying that word.
Yeah, because she brought up John Boyega, and he's like, well, he didn't have a very good upbringing at all, evidently. I don't know. And they were like, how do you compare this? Like, he's gone to such great heights compared to you. You were going to get the job in Star Wars just because you're rich.
You knew somebody.
But they trashed him, too, in the same article by saying, well, he's from the dregs in London. He was in a bad neighborhood. She was in a rich neighborhood.
Yeah. She was going to get a job in Star
Wars. You won the lotto, though?
Yeah.
I mean, they're pulling these people out of life. Nobody heard of Daisy Ridley before this.
Anybody.
Yeah.
You're in Star Wars. How many rich people aren't in Star Wars? Privilege had nothing to do with it. You got to still pull it. The only person that was in Star Wars, two people that shouldn't have been, Hayden Christensen and Jake Ryan.
Jake Lloyd.
Jake Ryan was the boy in 16 Candles. He was a dreamboat.
What?
No wonder I can't stop thinking about him. He kissed Molly Ringwurm at the end. Oh.
And then he vanished.
And then nothing from Jake Ryan. But Jake Lloyd, that kid should have never been there. That kid got the job completely on privilege. There was no possible way there weren't better auditions. So there's something about Jake Lloyd that was privilege. And then Hayden Christensen, I think George Lucas wanted to blow him. I'm pretty sure that was just based on his looks, which is a privilege in its own right.
But it was the same way in Game of Thrones. Emilia Clarke was pulled right out of acting school.
Right.
You know, an unknown person.
But the privilege isn't her upbringing. It's how she looks.
Right. They have an idea of what they want in the character.
She's hot and you want to get to know her. That's why Harvey Weinstein got in the business. Like, all these hot chicks have to talk to me. And he took advantage of it. That's what it is. Your privilege is your looks. You can say it's not, but it's truly how you look. But that's outrage, too. So everyone can shut up and stop being such babies. And if you're a dick, if someone calls you he and you want to be a they and you get mad, you're the dick.
It's so weird. I mean, can't people just say, hey, good for that person. Right. She got the job, whatever.
Right. Why can't we just stop worrying about what we didn't get and blame everybody for what they do have and then try to find reasons why they're different than us and then get mad at them for it?
We got the same text from two different people pretty much. One about being in construction, the other about being in prison. They both say, hey, Eric, you realize that BOSS stands for, it's an abbreviation for big old sack of.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now we
know
it's
why.
An offensive thing.
now you understand why you're being
Brady,
called
you
BOSS.
Should do that when you're even joking around. What's up, you big old sack of. BOSS.
So wait, everybody that works at Chipotle and Taco Bell is from prison?
Right, they know this?
Right.
It's an anacronym. It's an acronym. It's like scuba.
Hey, then that's hilarious. Good for him.
That's great.
They've been getting away with that for years.
Pulling that over my eyes for a while. By the way, my friend Rich, who said, Jake Ryan also, just a little update, makes furniture in Vermont. Dreamboat. It's a fact.
Out of acting.
How about this?
That's how hot that guy is.
Yeah.
He had a job in one movie we remember. And 35 years later, we're like, what happened to him? And in seconds, he makes furniture in Vermont. People have been following him. So where's Jake Ryan? He's gorgeous.
Still looking for
him. He's gorgeous. Goddamn gorgeous.
How about this one? Holmberg, I'm with you. I'm a tranny. Go ahead, say it on air. I dare you. Since I started transitioning,
tranny.
I get called he or she half and half by customers.
I'll call you half and half.
I don't know where she works. I don't bother correcting the ones who call
they.
Me he.
I don't know where they works.
He says he, she.
He says he, she because it's in a tweener state. You've got to say they now.
Oh,
now you are being a dick.
Let him finish.
I won't.
He's not even here.
Who, you're talking about the guy getting the transition? He's trying to finish. What's wrong with you guys? We'll let him finish.
He said, I don't bother correcting the ones who call me he. Why? Because I'll only see them once in my life. You're right about whom is the dickhead. I avoid those.
Well, good for you, homo. Good for you.
And, but if that person gets a regular that comes in all the time.
Right. What does a regular mean? What do you mean a regular?
A regular customer.
What do you mean? Like a person who knows?
They're in customer service.
Now Eric stepped in
slippery
it.
Slope.
Now he's done it. So you're saying he's an irregular. I get it. When a regular comes in, oh, Eric.
Never mind.
This goes back to you hating all those Southside Chicagoans.
That, well, I do.
Majority black.
Just White Sox fans.
No, you can step in anything nowadays. I appreciate they emailing.
There you go. I think that's all they're looking for.
See that?
They're looking
using
for
it.
See what I did
Good
there,
nice.
Chiefs? I'm a renaissance boss.
Good job.
That's what I like to say.
Private?
That's right.
Private.
That's right, Jester.
Captain? Major?
I got to tell you what. Oh, we actually changed mine to Admiral the next time I went in because I told him I'd been
Admiral.
Promoted. promoted.
I'm hey, John.
Soon to be a Commodore.
I've dealt with this they-them issue a lot. And
a lot.
From when I grew up, isn't the easiest way to avoid all this crap by learning the person's name?
There you go. Yeah. What's your name? Kevin. All right, Kevin.
Now I'm curious. Why a lot?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They're training in your family. What's going on here?
Queer.
Could be.
You're one of them queers? Hanging around with them queer days?
He does say no HR at the end. Maybe he's in human resources?
I don't know.
They have to deal with that stuff
a lot.
Yeah,
this was my 2019 was my year to stop dealing with humorless, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. If you can't have a moment of just like, hey, he didn't mean it.
Has it only been a year? It seems
it's
like
been
so
a year.
Much longer.
Well, it's been quiet. This was a real effort. That if you like Brandon Love's wife, humorless all the way across the board. And so I just was like, well, I don't care to deal with you. It doesn't bother me what you think about, whatever. How are you? Goodbye. Don't care. Never have to deal with you.
There is something to be said for those people who think they can affect your right way of thinking.
But that's it. If I make a mistake without trying to hurt your feelings and you can't get through the day without being angry, that's on you. I don't make you feel anything. You choose to feel a way. I don't force your feelings on you.
Yeah.
That's your choice.
Unless you slap somebody's ass.
You learn, that's right, a physical difference. Right. I can't make your feelings happen. Yeah. I can't. My emotions don't make you. My actions, without touching you, don't make you do a thing. Unless I've got some sort of weird power over you, and that's on you, too.
It's hard to correct. It's the same. You know, it's very similar to a person. Nice to meet you, Mike. It's Michael.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's,
you know, and it just starts
like
off.
I know a guy like that. He doesn't like Mike at all. Like, something happened when he wanted to be called Mike where people touched him inappropriately. He's like, never again with the Mike. I'm changing that. He does not like being called Mike.
John, I've settled into it. I don't mind being a dick. I actually take pride in it.
Yeah, I think that's the direction we're going to start headed, where dicks are going to start hunkering down.
Doubling down.
I just don't care that much about you and your feelings. I'm not going to go out of my way to hurt your feelings, but if you're upset about something, like, settle down. Settle the F down. They needs to settle down right now. And I'll make laughs out of it. So there you go. Good luck with that. And also, reading this, and I'm all for this, the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are having a free-off. They're both kind of feeling that they're slipping away. Bernie Sanders literally just introduced the idea of bringing back Jubilee. Now, if you're not familiar with Jubilee, it's a very Old Testament biblical thing. SETI's Jubilee was a party they threw in Bible times. It's in the Ten Commandments, not in the writing, in the movie. And they do SETI's Jubilee, which is a chance to let all the commoners
every 7 years
have a freebie, like anything you owed to Brady's store and he owed to Eric's store, because they all bartered back and forth. And there was some money involved, too. Got washed away because the city had done well enough that the king could use some of his riches to say, we're all clear. We start fresh now after the Jubilee. And Bernie's like, well, if we do the Jubilee, everyone's debt will be washed away, not only student debt, but health care. We'll pay for the whole thing with the Jubilee. So that would be great. If, in fact, Jubilee rules applied, because in those interim 7 years between Jubilees, if you were 60 days behind, you were killed. And I'm all for bringing home the Jubilee.
Structure it correctly.
Who killed you? The
king and the leaders. The leaders.
The
king's men, Humpty Dumpty's reconstruction crew, would come by and kill you. We're having Jubilee, the year of emancipation of your debt. And everyone will have Jubilee. Questions. What's the incentive of me paying in between those seven-year Jubilees? A murder. We'll be murdering you if you don't pay the Jubilee. Because if you tell me that you're going to pay my debts every 7 years, guess who's not paying a thing in between those 7 years? I'll just wait around for the next Jubilee.
You're running up the tab.
I'm running up the tab. No, it's imperative that everyone pays their debts accordingly in between Jubilees. Or I will have them slaughtered by my staff.
That's a good threat. That'll make you pay it back.
You'll pay your bills, or you won't go into debt. I really don't have this kind of money. If you had to stand at Macy's and go, oh, that purse. I don't have that kind of cash, and I don't see that in my future. And Bernie Sanders' people will kill me if I don't pay on time.
I could borrow to get it.
I should.
Is it worth it?
Or could it go the other way? Ooh, the Jubilee's coming up next year. I'll just wait.
And you see that guy over in the corner? It looks like one of them bad drawings of a 30s villain.
You want to come over here? I'll give you a credit card. You can buy that purse for 10% interest.
Ooh, but that puts me in debt, and we're so
you know what,
far
that,
from Jubilee.
It may get us all in line because, you know, we're heavy into debt.
Eric is right. The only thing that will keep American people from getting further into debt is murdering them. In the town squares and such.
Solves the population problem.
Really, it eliminates a global warming. And that way we don't have to hear from that Greta Thunberg anymore.
Streets won't be as packed.
Traffic.
Traffic will be cleared up.
Alleviates traffic.
I might be in on that.
Credit card deaths.
I've been behind the murdering of the lesser people for a long time.
If we're going to go to this new system, though, we should wipe everything out. Start at zero.
I'll tell you that.
And then see what happens.
We have a jubilee first.
First, yeah. Get that out of the way. We'll start at zero.
Okay.
I'm in on that.
What Eric's saying, okay. Hear me out. If, in fact, we start with the jubilee, wipe it all clean. You have to promise me 8 years. That way I can do some murdering.
You're getting your own grift in on this,
Bernie? I'm getting my own grift in on this because in the next Jubilee, I want to see who took it serious. Jubilee.
But wouldn't that mean the government would all have to be murdered by China?
Yeah, they're in debt. That's why we got to start at zero.
Not us, though.
It's a new thing, so we'll start at zero. Now, if you start accumulating a bunch of debt.
Right. Look, you're 90 days, and you're like, look, you pay the minimums two times in a row, I take a leg.
It's kind of a cleansing.
Yeah. Oh no. It's what Jubilee used to be, but they actually brought it up. These are the choice. 2020 is going to be fun. These are the choices we've got.
How long did the Jubilees go? I'm curious.
Until they killed the king for slaughtering the city every couple years.
Was it just the one king?
I don't know who it was, but there were several Jubilees. Seti's Jubilee is fun to watch because that was a big party for his wife. One of his wives. Biblically, you could have like 100 of them back then. So Seti's party was like, this is going to be great. And then it just went all hellfire broke loose at Seti's Jubilee. And she was a real bitch about it, the planning.
Didn't the Romans do a Jubilee?
Oh, Jubilees too? Were all over the place. Yeah, Jubilees were a big deal. And it's great. I played Diamond Jubilee in Vegas. It's a fun game.
I like that one.
It's a really fun. It's $5, which is a low end, but then you can play 5 credits at a time, so you're really 25. So the payouts are nice. Colors are really pretty, too. It's like Miami Vice. And if you get 3 Jubilees, you get 10 free spins.
When do you get murdered?
You tend to get murdered at zero. We had $1,000 in Jubilee, and now we have none. It's time to walk away from Jubilee. Don't go to the ATM. The Jubilee wins every time. Jubilee.
Man, you know what? A lot of women would get wiped out. Could you imagine?
Oh, the divorce. I tell you right now. Men would be divorcing. Like, you're going to get us killed at the Jubilee. I just wanted the purse. God damn it. We're 6 years from Jubilee.
You used a credit card.
I don't have a job right now, and you bought a $4,000 purse. We don't have $4,000 to fill it.
We'll find some way.
Yeah, I know how. Sanders' guys are going to come slice my head off, you idiot.
Let's just do the purge. Yeah,
the purge is too willy-nilly. The Jubilee has at least got some control to it. And there's a payoff for us. The purge has no payoff. That's just who likes you, who doesn't.
That's true.
Debt purge would be nice, where Dave Ramsey just goes door-to-door and takes a look at your numbers, and at the end he's like, sorry, and he just takes your head off. rice and beans. I'm not interested in that. So, Jubilee, a 5,000-plus-year-old idea, is the best they've got. To take care
of them. Throwing them out there. Hey,
oh, just spitballing here, but what about Jubilee? Huh? Look into it. I've always been for murdering people who are irresponsible. But I couldn't do it. It's illegal. But the government can.
It's a great name. I mean, it sounds Jubilee. Just like a good party. I mean, a politician recommending a party.
Bernie's Jubilee is... I'm thinking maybe I may be voting for Bernie.
He seems like a party guy.
If he puts his feet in cement on this Jubilee idea, so long as it's authentic and not hypocritical, there's murders in between the 7 years. Then I'm in.
God, there may not be any women left.
Discover Card calls you and says that you owe. You have 24 hours. Come up with the cash or else.
The ones that'll survive will be dressed in rags.
Yeah.
I've never had debt. I've never had anything.
The homeless.
I miscalculated. I've just got a bunch of people who think they're covered in leeches. Who are you begging from, exactly? We've killed off all the people with money. You still won't go in a house.
The Jubilee. He's an old crazy person.
Could you imagine trying to start Porkopolis with that on your plate, Brady? You got to borrow to get
could
Porkopolis.
I use a Jubilee for that? Yes.
You'd have been dead.
No, like you have to pay your money, back or they're going to kill you. So your business better work.
I tell you right now, a lot of people second guessing the idea of that business loan. I want to sell socks and barbecue sauce in the same place. Is it? You shouldn't. We'll give you a loan for it. You're going to be dead.
Setting up your own Jubilee. You got 7 years.
You
good luck.
You probably have until March before Bernie's people kill you.
Man.
People like to eat and have warm feet.
So we're calling my store Feet and Eats.
Oh, God. There's no way this lasts.
Have you been to Feet and Eat?
Feet and Eat is terrible. It smells like dirty feet and the
he
food.
He believes in his idea. All right, good luck.
Go for it. What do you mean we're late? Oh, no. Jubilee people are here.
Open up. Jubilee. Gotta open the door, Brady.
90 days late.
Your Feet and Eat is 90 days behind payment. I'm here personally to slaughter you and your family. Jubilee. anyway, black people, you need to start naming kids Jubilee more. That's a great name. We got ourselves a Rock Wars coming up in just seconds. It's 98 KUPD. Pay your bills.